Extract 1.
These days, we'd like to go abroad more and see new things. And it was just a break and a chance to get away from it all. We'd never been to Thailand before. I have been to Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Indonesia. Also, we like food, the two of us. We like eating good and tasty food. And Thailand is famous for its good food. And also, Thailand's just a good destination. It's quite diverse in terms of the things that you can do. For example, there's the city, you know, Bangkok. You can explore this extremely busy, huge city and all the things that that's got to offer. There's also the sort of the culture, the food and the art, particularly in the north where there are lots of temples and things like that. And then in the south, there are these beaches, these islands with like beautiful sunny beaches and stuff like that. And also, at the moment, Thailand's not too expensive.
Extract 2.
So we started off in Bangkok, which is obviously the capital city, and it's sort of in the center-ish in terms of sort of like from north to south. It's kind of in the middle, basically. And we went there for a few days, and then we went north to Chiang Mai, which is another city, but in the north, and we stayed there for a few days. And then we traveled down south to one of the islands called Koh Samui, and we stayed there for a few days, and then we went to went back to Bangkok for a few days, and then we went home.
Extract 3.
All right. Now, we didn't go to the islands on the west, because generally there are sort of islands on the west and a few islands on the east. We didn't go to the islands on the west, places like Phuket, because of the climate in August. It's kind of monsoon, rainy season in August, and the western islands get lots of rain. So we avoided them, and we stuck to the sort of eastern side. Also, just before we left, and even while we were there, there were some explosions, some attacks, some bombings, which was a bit worrying. In fact, the first bombing took place just a day or so before we were due to leave. And we did consider not going. And we thought, well, you know, then we thought, well, we live in Paris, so we've got as much chance of being blown up here as in Thailand. So
Extract 4.
Whether or not they've been there, it seems certainly in sort of places like the UK, there's a general view of what people expect about Thailand. And so that it's busy, it's crowded, there's amazing food, specifically green curry and pad thai noodles. There's also the idea that there is weird sex tourism in Bangkok. Also ladyboys. Bizarre sex shows involving ping pong balls, full moon beach parties, buckets full of ridiculously full cocktails, kickboxing, temples, Buddhist monks in orange robes, and Western people being locked up in prison for drug possession, scooters, Sagat from Street Fighter 2, snakes, golden Buddha statues, amazingly friendly and smiling people, and the movie The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Extract 5.
Thailand, the country name, or I think in Thai that's Prathet Thai, that's how they say it. Thailand actually means land of the free. Thailand has never been colonized by a foreign power. That's why they call themselves the land of the free, because they've never been colonized by a foreign power. Unlike other neighboring countries, which were colonized by European nations like Britain, France, and the Netherlands, Thailand had a few wars with Burma, but was never successfully invaded, and it was never colonized by any other country. So well done, Thailand.
Extract 6.
In Thailand, the feet are considered to be very unclean, both clinically, in terms of, you know, cleanliness, and spiritually as well. And so it's very rude to reveal the soles of your feet to anyone. So don't sit with your feet facing outwards or put your feet up on the table when you're relaxing, like we do in the West sometimes. It's also rude to point at people with your feet, which is fine, isn't it, really? Because I literally never do that anyway. I'm never pointing at people with my feet. So that's fine. It wasn't a problem.